Jason Mackey says he's been waiting to run a dog team in the Kobuk 440 for nearly three decades.
89, I started thinking of this race.
Mackey says it's too warm to train his team at home outside Fairbanks in April, so he came above the Arctic Circle for what he calls an end-of-the-year hurrah.
But if you come up here early, it's still wintertime. It's 50 degrees and a meltdown at home, so we got up here early and did some runs out of here, so it's been great.
He's pieced together a dog team from his own kennel. He's also mixed in eight dogs from his older brother and champion musher Lance Mackey, who also helped him put together a race plan.
He's came here twice and was third and first. So he knows how to win this race. He knows how to get in top. And so talking with all the other mushers, they said, well, nobody stops in Norvik anymore.
Roughly 50 miles from the start line in Kotzebue, Norvik is the first checkpoint along the trail, and it's exactly where Jason Mackey's first stop was scheduled. So he called up his older brother.
I said, hey, you got me stopping for 4 hours here. And he made my whole schedule. So he said, that's right. He said, dude, them guys are going to be walking at the end of the race. You're still going to have... I'm like, I'm not questioning your know-how, but... you know, he says, just do what I say, and you'll have a good race.
The younger Mackey isn't the only rookie taking advice from other mushers. John Vanderwall is driving a team of dogs out of Paul Gebhardt's kennel on the Kenai Peninsula.
Did Paul give you any advice?
Have fun.
Yeah. Anything else?
Nothing more than the general stuff.
Vanderwall knows there's some stiff competition at the front of the pack.
I mean, I'm not planning on being able to hang with them, you know. I just want to have a good time and finish.
The Kobuk 440 is a qualifying race for the Iditarod, but Vanderwall says that race isn't really on his radar.
Not necessarily, but I filled out the paperwork just in case.
Canadian Damon Tedford is also here for the experience.
Yeah, it's north of the Arctic Circle. It's people are super hospitable here. It's been a really amazing experience for both myself, the dogs, and Tim, my sponsor.
Tedford was the 2015 Yukon Quest Rookie of the Year. He's driving a team of dogs out of Mitch Seavey's kennel, a few of which placed second in this year's Iditarod. But Tedford says he's not quite sure how hard he'll be racing.
No, I'll probably just... We'll see what happens. Like, nothing, I'm not going to run faster because someone's beating me, if that's what you're asking. We've got our race schedule, we'll run it. We'll try to execute the best that we can, and we'll just see where that puts us.
Mushers will hold back teams until they reach the race route's turnaround point at Kobuk. How the field shakes out won't be clear until teams are heading back to Kotzebue in the second half of the race. On the Kobuk 440 Trail, I'm Emily Schwing in Ambler.